Relief aid is starting to trickle into Iraq from neighboring countries. Supplies are also being unloaded at the southern Iraqi port of Umm Qasr, now under coalition control. Relief organizations are worried about the obstacles they face getting aid to Iraqi civilians who remain out of their reach. In some cases, continued fighting makes it too dangerous to deliver the aid. Closed borders and bureaucracy delay their work, too. Many aid groups are also arguing about what they see as blurred lines between civilian aid operations and the military's use of humanitarian aid in its campaign to win the hearts and minds of the Iraqi population. Geneva Convention rules put the initial responsibility for providing emergency relief and protection of non-combatants on the occupying forces. British military spokesman Major Pete Cottrell at Coalition Command Headquarters in Qatar.
The nearer to the forward edge of the battle, it's being delivered by troops. But we also have people like the Kuwaiti Red Crescent and other Kuwaiti charities bringing humanitarian aid over the border behind us. And as areas become secure, they will distribute aid in those areas.
Non-government relief organizations say they want aid missions put squarely in civilian hands as soon as possible, wherever it is safe to do so. Oxfam spokesman Alex Renton says any perception that humanitarian operations are under military control undermines the neutrality and credibility of relief organizations.
We need to be seen to be impartial and independent of military action so we can gain the trust of frightened civilian populace. And those civilians need to be separated from the military for their own safety. The soldier whose job is handing out bread with one hand while holding a gun in the other is a dangerous thing, both for himself and for the civilians he's trying to help.
The political debate over the military role in relief operations also stems in part from the fact the U.S.-led war does not have United Nations approval. Governments that would normally share the burden of a relief mission are reluctant to join an effort dominated by Washington. Reino Lenders helped compile a report for the International Crisis Group on the challenges of managing humanitarian assistance in Iraq.
There's still a lot of bitterness left over from the very fact that the United States and its allies went without the Security Council authorization.
Mr. Lenders says it is time for the military and civilian aid groups to move beyond the debate.
I think it's very important that all parties involved should start looking ahead. The United States government should be much more listening to those complaints regarding the kind of blurred lines between military and humanitarian operations. The NGOs and the UN agencies, I think, should be more willing to look ahead, leave behind the political dimensions for a while, and just do their job.
Speaking by phone from Geneva, where he attended a donors conference, Mr. Lenders says there is still reluctance by some donor governments to fund aid operations during a war they oppose. Jim Tulloch is the World Health Organization's Sector Coordinator for Humanitarian Operations in Iraq. He's worried the lingering political debate will jeopardize the relief effort.
I think for us, the humanitarian effort is not about winning hearts and minds. The humanitarian effort for us is about saving lives. And I think that, we obviously are very concerned if that humanitarian effort is slowed down in any way by whatever the constraints are, then of course that's of a concern to us. And our job is to try to reduce the humanitarian impact of whatever crisis.
Oxfam spokesman Alex Renton agrees. In the long term, he says, the military has other priorities. And it is more effective, he adds, to let the United Nations and civilian groups with expertise in humanitarian assistance to take charge of relief operations. Lori Kassman, VOA News, Amman.